Eric Dawson's Talking Politics and Breaking Down the Issues. Coming to you live from Essex County, New Jersey, this is All Things Political.
Hey, this is Eric Dawson. This is All Things Political. This is our voyage show. I'm sure a lot of you guys are used to hearing my voice on Real Talk Radio on Wednesdays and School Matters on Thursdays, but now you can tune in on Tuesdays as well. And the goal here is to bring the elected officials that you guys seat in the office to you so that you can talk to them or you can hear what they think about things that are going on in communities that you all live in. And tonight I am pleased to have with me the mayor of the great township of Irvington, Mayor Tony Voss. I also have with me the second vice president, Sandra J. Jones. I have the West Ward councilman, Vernon Cox. And then shortly we'll be joined by North Ward councilman, David Lyons. So, you know, first thing I want to do, and I think I'd be remiss if I didn't, is talk about, you know, the tragedy that occurred in Brussels. A lot of you have been watching it on the news. Right now, there are 30 people that are dead, and I want to offer my condolences and prayers to the family and friends who are dealing with that tragedy over there. But it raises some questions about, you know, public safety issues, right? And it also raises some questions about the rhetoric that we hear taking place on the national stage with these folks who are running for the president. And right now, I'm sorry, we also have the director of OEM. The director of OEM. And the director of public safety. And I'm sorry. And
Tracy Bowers.
So, Tracy, I know you said you had to run, so I'm happy you're still here for a minute. If you could just run, you know, as the director of public safety and as the director of OEM, what kinds of things go through your mind when you think about transportation hub here in Irvington, the residents of Irvington, and the safety of the residents in Irvington?
All right. Thank you for asking that question. First of all, our hearts and our condolences and goes out to those victims and their families in that community at large. One of the basic things that we try to do from a public safety standpoint is establish a relationship with the community to the point where if they see something wrong, that they alert us so that the police and other emergency services personnel can provide the proper response. We establish that relationship so they know that they give a call, no matter what it is, they go when we're going to respond, assess the situation, and provide the proper response.
Okay. And Mayor, I mean, thank you, firstly, man, for taking this maiden voyage with me. You and I have a personal relationship. We talked before we came on air about the, you know, the amazing job. I was impressed with everything that took place during the state of township address, but I was deeply moved by the tribute that you had given to my dad, and I know the relationship you guys had. So it's wonderful to sit here with you. But you know, as you saw this thing unfold today, what was your you know, what was your impression? And then you know, how do you govern a township, especially when you see that you have terminal, this bus terminal, with folks who are coming to and from New York?
Well, first, thanks for having all of us here, and I do want to acknowledge that Councilman Paul from the East Ward has joined us as well. And you know, when tragedies like this unfold, you know, it's always a heartfelt disappointment in the type of society we live in today, where innocent victims' lives don't seem to matter anymore. A lot of times we talk about security, but we need to talk about the individual people who are affected by this tragedy. You know, some people just going on their normal routine throughout their day, living their lives, not expecting that, you know, today was the last day that they would be alive on this earth because of cowardly acts, you know, that are perpetrated against innocent civilians. So I first just want to condemn what has happened there and, you know, talk about how we strengthen it, not just locally here, but nationally, you know, especially speaking to several individuals that we have running for president. You know, I think it really hones in on the rhetoric that we hear mm-hmm. day in and day out.
Well, we have, you know, we have Donald Trump talking about waterboarding, right? So, you know, you talk about inciting, you know, it was a good thing that they were able to capture one of the guys who was responsible for the tragic bombing in Paris. And then immediately Donald Trump was asked, well, what should we do with him? He said, waterboard, do whatever we need to do with him, right? And so you have on the other side people who are more in tune with all of the sensitivities that need to be considered across the world, right, across the world stage. And Donald Trump, I think that along with a whole bunch of other things that he said, certainly this shows his inability to really understand and master, you know, how fragile things are on a global scale. And so to throw out that rhetoric that says, you know, we should war boredom, you know, and to see, you know, that all it takes is for a suicide bomber to say, you know what, I'll show you what that means to us, and strap bombs to themselves and blow themselves up.
Well, you know, in my opinion, it's his inability to lead.
Mm-hmm.
He's really not fit to be president. And once you start talking about the rhetoric that's going on and how entertaining it is, it has to get to a point where you understand that to be commander-in-chief, you're going to put not your life in harm's way, but other people's lives, you know, and we got to take that seriously. You know, we got to take the conversations that we're having more seriously. We got to talk about when people capture or detain American citizens, you know, what happens
to
the rhetoric that you're spilling out there, which makes it open season on American citizens. So as a leader, or as someone inspiring to be the leader of this country, you have to be careful of the rhetoric that you put out there, because you inadvertently damage other people's lives, other people's families, and other Americans throughout the world.
That's absolutely correct. And I do want to welcome you, Councilman from the East Ward, Paul. Welcome to the show, man. Very quickly before we go to break, we were talking about how this whole thing is going to change how we move through the airport here in Newark, right? I remember as a youngster being able to walk all the way to the gate. My dad used to travel a lot when I was a kid, and we used to walk him all the way to the gate. And then when he would come in, we would also meet him at the gate. And then, you know, we went through after 9/11 we went through all of these security issues, right? Now, I'm afraid that the security issues are going to be tightened up, because just, you know, pulling the car up to the curb and then walking in that door, you're putting lives at risk if you're not checking those people who are coming in. So, you know, we're going to all have to stay tuned and, you know, I mean, it's the price of wanting to be free and the price of wanting to do whatever, but it's sad. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Irvington Strong, you know, how this administration has begun to reshape Irvington into the Irvington that I remember as a kid. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
My name is Kim Gaddy, and I am a candidate on the Newark Unity Slate with Leah Owens and Tay Padilla for the Newark School Board, and we are asking for your vote. As a lifelong resident of Newark and proud alumni of Weequay High School, I understand the importance of a quality education in our public education system. As a parent of three, with my youngest currently attending Harriet Tubman, my belief in Newark's public schools has never wavered, nor will it. I have been confronted firsthand with the current realities of our educational system, and like so many Newark mothers in our city, I have worked tirelessly to ensure that my children receive the best possible education, and passionately believe that no Newark child should ever be denied a quality education. At this moment in our history, we must elect officials who are willing to prioritize our city and fight to empower our parents. It is imperative that we create a unified school board that puts the education of our children over the politics, ideology, or special interests. Together, we will ensure a smooth transition back to local control. We will fight for full funding from Trenton, and we will create effective strategies to confront our school budget. Vote for Kim Gaddy, Leah Owens, and Tay Padilla on April 19 for our children.
Hey, this is Eric Dawson. We're back with All Things Political. In case you missed the opening, we're joined here by Mayor Tony Voss from Irvington. We also have the second vice president, Sandra R. Jones, from the council. We have West Ward Councilman Vern Cox. North Ward Councilman David Lyons will join us shortly. And we also have with us at the table Councilman Paul Inman from the East Ward. So what I want to talk about, I want to start with you, Councilman Inman. Irvington strong. You know, I'm heavy on social media, and I see the mayor posting all kinds of things. My family reside here, and we get the mail. Is Irvington strong? And what have you guys done different impacted the that has changed that all your life?
Well, again, thanks for having us. You know, I think all of us we're passionate about our community. You know, we have all joined with our mayor to provide making sure that our streets are clean,
mm-hmm.
and making sure our residents feel safe. And that's been our mayor's mission,
mm-hmm.
and we all bought into that because we all live here. We're passionate about our community, and we want to see it improve. And we understand that we cannot do anything alone. It's going to take more than just one person to get it done. So all of us working together, we're able to get things done and achieve to improve the quality of life for our residents.
Okay. Fair enough. And so, Councilwoman Jones, you know, talk to me about Irvington Strong, you know.
Well, I think that Councilman Inman put his finger on it. The word passion,
mm-hmm.
that is everybody's passion. My council colleagues, we all have the same goal and we want to achieve the same thing. Now, I will say to you that when I first came to Irvington, I became a member of Team Irvington,
mm-hmm.
which you know was Zebra Lyle Beasley, his baby. And as the years went along, our mayor, when he ran for the position of mayor, he became the person that brought us Team Irvington strong. I don't know how I can explain it to our community other than saying that one dream, something we say all the time,
mm-hmm.
His administration is excellent. You know, I'm a complainer,
mm-hmm.
a big complainer.
Mm-hmm.
And his guys will call me in the morning and they'll say, Councilwoman, we took care of so-and-so. And I'm sure that goes for Councilman Inman and also Councilman Cox. And it's called working together.
Mm.
That is the big thing, working together. And when you see an administration, the employees, the council members, and the mayor come together for one, safety and cleanliness, it's a good thing.
You know, I mean, it's interesting, and I'm going to ask you to weigh in, Councilman Cox, in a second. It's amazing to me, because I've been around politics for a long time, right? You walked in the door, you said, I know you, right? And I've seen backbiting and fighting between council and mayor all over this county, and things don't get done, you know? And I got to tell you, again, it is inspirational, the message, the brand, everything. I remember watching the first piece of literature that came out, right? I thought it was really nice. And, you know, you have campaigns that got really nice literature, but then there's no substance behind it. I think that you guys have done an amazing job at tying everything together. So even, you know, you see the literature that comes out, it inspires you, right? But then beyond that, you see the actual work that comes. And so, you know, I was, again, I'm thrilled to be here with you guys. Mm-hmm. So talk to me, and, you know, and you and I, Cox, know each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. Out there, same thing with, Team Irvington. I was out with you guys handing out literature way back when, you know, to help build some things here. Mm-hmm. What does, Irvington Strong mean to you?
Well, you know, once again, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
On the program. I think, you know, both of my council colleagues use the correct term, and that's passionate about what we do. And when it comes down to how different we are from, you know, some municipalities, you know, they may not get along. We don't have that problem, because what we're doing is we don't put ourselves first. We put the residents of the township first. And as long as you do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're on the right track. When egos come into play, that's when you get into trouble. Okay. We work together, the seven council members and Mayor Voss administration. We have a very good working relationship. We get things done. Right now we're tearing down abandoned buildings. We have massive cleanup projects going on. We have law enforcement initiatives going on with the CERT team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very productive. That's bringing results.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't had any homicides in the township of Irvington this year. You know,
yeah.
And zero homicides. I think we had one where we thought that there was violence between one person or other. Come to find out that wasn't true. It was a self-inflicted situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that we've been putting in, that we put into this the last year and a half, is paying off, and people are seeing it. The Irvington General Hospital, the old hospital site, is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can look at it out my window. And they're there every day, early in the morning. You know, they're bringing it down. And that's going to be that's one of the highlights of the township. That's the highest peak in the township. It's 6 acres, very choice property.
What's going there? Do we know?
It's going to be a commercial high-rise and
right.
Mixed residential.
Okay.
So, you know, what we're doing together, and I would say to any administrators or any township legislature, the key is to work together.
Right.
That's it. Everybody's got to be on the same page. That's how you get things done. All right. There's no room for infighting. We don't entertain it. We just don't go that way. We support one another, and we done it. That's what we were put here for.
Excellent. So you mentioned this team, and we talked about this too before we went live. I sat there and I saw those guys and young lady come down the stairs, and the guy with the shotgun, man, he cocked that thing right in front of me at the State of Township address and got my attention. So what kind of impact has that certain team on increasing the level of safety and contributed in any way to that zero murder rate that you have so far this year?
Yeah, and I mean, Councilman Cox was absolutely correct. I mean, here we are in March, and we're talking about no homicides, one shooting. What we want to do is we want to send the message that Irvington is not a place that we tolerate criminal activity, you know, and the 13 has been tremendous. The 13 has been on December. We did our announcement at the State of the Township address in January. But we're averaging about 200 arrests per month. You know, the weapons that we've been able to take off the street, we've taken 12 weapons off the street, including semi-automatic weapons, Mossberg shotgun, 357 Magnum. So, and to dig a little deeper, you look and try to understand what is going on with our society.
Right.
With these type of weapons being taken off the streets. And I mean, in a short period of time, we've probably had in the next 3 or 4 months, probably about 5 or 6 major drug busts in this short amount of time. So we don't want people to get comfortable here. As Councilman Inman always says, we want to let the message speak for itself, that Irvington is no longer the place that will tolerate this type of activity.
Now, we were supposed to go to a commercial break, but I want to push this to our 7:30 break, right? I remember growing up in Irvington. I tell people this all the time. I mean, I don't want it to come back to this Irvington, but I remember growing up in Newark and, you know, 10, 11 years old, walking to Irvington Park and police stopping me, right? I remember getting my driver's license and coming up in Irvington Center and trying to double park your car. You couldn't even do that.
Right.
You were told, like literally, upon getting my license in Newark, so you can't do this in Irvington, do that in Irvington, don't go to Irvington, try to do this. You know, some of it I think needs to come back. And, you know, and I'm going to put this on you, man. Double parking in the center, I hate it. I hate that people double park. And I actually went on my social media page one day and I said, you know, the police should come and they should ticket them. Not ask them to move, but ticket them. Because at the point that the police officer arrives there, they've already violated the law. But I think all of those, you know, what do they call it? The broken window syndrome, right? So those little things, those little quality of life things, addressing those things certainly lets people in the community know, you know, that you guys, you know, mean business, that you're working for the people who want to work for a better community. And for the people who don't want a better community, you guys are certainly there to, you know, to resolve that.
Absolutely, Councilman Inman actually has some statistics for you.
I was just given the amount of tickets that the community service officers are writing, along with the police officers. And that was one of the initiatives that the mayor had installed, where he put in a new ticket folks to write tickets. And looking at this number, the average fines this issue is $700,000.
Now, what was that,
$700,000? $700 for a total amount of fines.
So far?
3 years.
Three months.
Since January.
$700,000.
The revenue that we brought in, $709,906.38 in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So just as you were talking about people double parking and doing all of those things, no. We are setting a standard that will no longer be tolerated.
Beautiful.
You know, and this is in 3 months. So let's talk about the new revenue that we've been generating for the township.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the council has been gracious enough to support several initiatives, and one is cracking down on people not doing what they're supposed to do here in the township of Irvington. The new revenue is estimated at $5 million in new revenue that this township has not seen before. And that we're just talking about, 2016. An additional $5 million. So you ramp that out on the 4-year span. We're talking about additional $20 million in revenue just from that alone.
So here's my question, right? Because you guys have seemed to figure it out, right? You guys seem to get along, you know, and I don't know that people always have to personally like each other, but if you have the same mission, that's the important part, right? The neighboring towns are struggling with this, you know, and certainly the culture in the community struggles with it because, again, I spend a tremendous amount of time on social media. And when I'm on and I talk about writing tickets, I'm saying write a ticket if you see somebody throw up the garbage on the ground.
Absolutely.
You know, and what I get, and they say, you know, you want to put your heel in the back of the poor person, right? We could barely make, you know, ends meet. Now you want to ticket us. What about the murders? And I said, well, but it starts somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. And then I remember somebody said, and it was actually in Irvington, who follow me, there was, a road check. They were checking for to make sure your paperwork was right. And so people up on Facebook, and they say, oh, be careful when you go down that road. Because I said, well, why would you do that? I said, why would you do that? I said, look, if somebody doesn't have their insurance and they commit an accident, right, that impacts everybody in New Jersey. We complain that we have high insurance rates, have all these other issues, but we're willing to warn these people who are riding those kinds of, I applaud you guys for all of this. I don't want a job, but I literally would go out there and point out people for you, man. Just give me a 911 number or a 311 number to call, and certainly, you know, I'll be out there, you know, helping do this, because it is desperately, desperately needed. And, you know, hopefully, man, you know, folks at the county level and the state level looking at the work that you guys are doing here in Irvington and recognizing it, and maybe it'll be the model. You know, maybe not the biggest city in the state of New Jersey, but you're the township in the state of New Jersey that's getting it right. Or certainly the one in Essex County that's doing it right. So, you know, I applaud you guys. And now back onto the renovation part, right? You guys were talking about, you know, tear downs and, you know, and mixed development stuff that are coming up. What kind of things do you have going on?
Well, there's a reason. Well, going back last year, we made a decision to, instead of paying contractors and, you know, outside people anywhere from $70,000 to $120,000 to tear down a house, buy the equipment and do it ourselves. And that's exactly what we did. All right?
So what's the cost savings?
I would say at least $50,000 a house.
Or better. Because what we've done was we hired someone, which was the cost, to hire someone to operate.
Buy
the excavator ourselves. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, puts us in a position to have it pay for itself, you know, after tearing down just a couple of houses. So.
Well, Mayor, I was looking at, I was thinking, you know, when you said that we've torn down five houses in 2 weeks, that's $250,000 we just saved.
Mm-hmm. If we average it at $50,000.
If we average it at $50,000. So along those lines, we're doing very well, very well. So I'm happy with it.
And I think one of the, and I'll have Councilwoman Jones elaborate, one of the major stops have been over in her area, and we've been doing slowdowns. And I got a text the other night, I think it was last night, Councilwoman,
mm-hmm.
They were in your area, and they made several arrests, towed several vehicles, and I think they arrested about four people on warrant. So the slowdown stops. So,
okay.
You know, I think the message is getting out here.
So now let me ask you a question, right? Because you guys, again, you're doing it right, I think. You get your own equipment, and you do that. Is there any way, I'm going to throw this one out there, maybe you can, maybe you can't, is there any way to lease your equipment when you're not tearing down to other towns who are currently
suffering.
Who are currently suffering, right? And they're dealing with it, and maybe if you guys come in and bid for those same teardowns in their properties, you take your equipment from Irvington over to East Orange and you do teardowns.
Well, the short answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The long answer is no, because, you know, we're on a mission here in a township to, you know, not only homes in-house, which we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be repaving streets in-house.
Wow.
You know, we have our demolition crews that work in-house. Build homes, we're going to do it in-house.
In-house.
So we have licensed people on staff that we're hiring to do this. We have licensed plumbers, licensed electricians. All these folks are contractors who are licensed that are going to be working with the township, partnering with the township to get this done. We have about 1,500 homes that at one point or another we're going to foreclose on, and we're going to renovate and rebuild these houses ourselves. So wow. We're going to invest in our own community and rebuild our own community. We're not waiting until we sell something or someone comes in and want to take several parcels of land. Whether you do that or not, we're going to invest in our own community because it's a win-win for the township. If we rebuild the home, sell the home, that home goes back on the tax.
Right. The
tax
sale, absolutely.
Collecting tax revenues from that. And even if we didn't, we build the home and we rent the house out. We're collecting that revenue because we don't have to pay our self taxes, so that money is going into the coffers. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win either way we do it. So the best way that the council and I saw fit to rebuild this town is to rebuild it all at once together, meaning you can't go on a house that has – you can't go on a street that has 10 abandoned houses and think you can build one house.
Right.
That's going to save that community. No, we got to go in there with our own equipment, tear down all the houses on that block, and build all new homes on that block. Now you've restored an entire community. Mm-hmm. And that's our focus on restoring and rebuilding communities.
So I know, and I know we got a break. I'm getting a thing about going to a break. But very quickly before we do, I know that whether – the mayor or the council, you guys sometimes go on junkets or you go to seminars or you go to other kinds of things to learn best practices. Are you guys sharing this information with other towns in Essex County? I mean, that's really where I'm most focused, in Essex County.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. The interesting thing is that everything we're doing is new. And sometimes people, they don't like to step out on the ledge in fear of failure. You know, everyone wants to sit and watch what you do. If it works, then we'll do it. If it doesn't work, then, you know,
right. We'll
step back from it. But, you know, the council members here, Councilman Inman, Councilwoman Jones, Councilman Cox, they're not afraid of the challenge. You know, we have to do something to change our community. What we've been doing hasn't been working.
Right.
So you got to think outside of the box and come up with new innovative ideas to make your community better. And that's what we've been doing together as a collective. Everyone gets together, everyone brainstorms, everyone comes up with ideas. Once we come up with ideas, we go out and we execute them. And that's not something that can easily be duplicated, because the first thing you got to do is be able to work together. Because you can get some of the smartest people in the room, but if they don't have no chemistry and can't work together, they can't get nothing done. And if you can't get nothing done, it's not worth, worth coming together to make things appear to be better for the community when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We're into getting it done.
No, I just want to say earlier, the mayor said that he could see my Facebook on my phone because I used to have a flip phone. But and I get up in the morning to go to work, I usually run around, and this is what I do.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, yeah. And then I said.
So there's a picture
of houses.
Okay.
You know, and we've been given that instruction, you know, this is where we live. Send it to employees at DPW or housing. So that's exactly what we do. And it's not a problem. I leave my house at 7:30 to go to work. So when I go get something that doesn't look too sharp, you know, I just tell the person that's taking me to work, because I don't drive, to pull over because I have to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. It really, you know, we had a tree on Lyons Avenue in Dines and Grove. And it was there for like maybe a week in front of somebody's house. I took a picture, I complained about it, and the staff went and they moved it.
Getting it done. Listen, you guys are trailblazers. We'll take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we had on this list that I'm looking down, council complaint list. So we'll figure out what that is. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. We'll be right back after break.
Everyone likes data, because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.
Hey, welcome back. This is Eric Dawson. For the call-in number is 866-628-2232. And if you have a question, just make sure you hit one on the keypad, and then I'll see in the caller queue a question mark, and I know that you want to ask questions. Before the break, we were just talking about all the amazing things that are going on, and I got to tell you, I'm impressed on the outside looking in at what's going on, but sitting here with the mayor who had to leave for a meeting, and so I want to thank him for joining us for that first segment. But I am here with Second Vice President Councilwoman Sandra Jones, West Ward Councilman Vern Cox, North Ward Councilman David Lyons, and Councilman from the East Ward, Paul Inman. I don't feel like I'm with politicians. I feel like I'm with concerned citizens who understand that they've been put in leadership roles to get things done. It's a big difference. I've been around politicians all my life. And I tell you, you know, what you guys have going on here, you know, to be commended. And my hope is that that the residents of Irvington, you know, see the hard work that you guys are doing. So talk to me now. I don't know who wants to jump in on the docket right now. Council complaints. It says council complaint list. What is that? What are we talking about?
That list is that something that the council came together, put together, and we write down any concerns and issues in our community, mm-hmm. and giving it that list to the administration, and they have to respond to us in writing on the results or solution to those concerns and issues. It's a way to keep everyone accountable to any issues in our community.
Well, listen, anybody who follows me on Facebook, you'll see across the very top of my page says provoke accountability. So I think that unless you have that, you don't get anything done, right? Unless the person who is responsible for doing the job has to accept responsibility and be willing to be held accountable. And the person on the other end, right, has to understand from a managerial standpoint or whatever that they have a job to do in terms of provoking accountability.
Now, in the month of April, we will be, all council members in all four wards will be distributing recycling cans to our residents. So I know that on April the 2nd, I think that Mr. Cox is, we're all on the 2nd. So we'll be in each of our wards, and we'll be passing out these recycling bins because people have been asking for them. And it helps us out as far as rodents are concerned, because now you have something to, you know, put your cans in your bottle in, and you don't have to put it in garbage. So you have separate things. And this is a good thing. We'll be giving them out in the South Ward at Augusta Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I think Mr. Cox has the same time. Mm-hmm. I think that Paul and Dave, we all have the same time, so we're doing that all in one Saturday morning.
Yeah. Let me get back to the list. To explain what this is.
Okay.
But the list was around during previous mayor, but that's all it was. It was a list. And the list just grew and grew and grew. And, you know, nobody ever actually acted up on the complaints.
Okay.
The difference now is the fact that we have a mayor and an administration that actually acts on the complaints. I can remember times when I would see something on the list under the previous administration, and the next year, exactly 1 year later, I see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we have is an administration that acts upon the things that the concerns that we have and that our citizens have.
This is everything we bought.
Also, you talked about politicians, and I've been here 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time, I don't feel like I'm with politicians either, because I never considered myself a politician, and I know these people, and they're not politicians. They what I consider myself. Activists who holds a political office.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Very well.
Everybody's an activist.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Wow. So I will tell you again, I can't reiterate it enough that, you know, what you're doing is working. I'm looking down, even this Irvington Police Department sheet that was handed to me, all of these numbers are way down. I mean, you know, we're in March now, 2016, you know, but I mean, just to give some of the listeners, and I'll put one in later on, but it says total index crimes in 2015 were 2,332. And right now we're at 331. So we're 2,000 below last year's number, and 2015 violent crimes total was 602. In March right now, we're at 70. I mean, these numbers are phenomenal. For any folks so you all know, because I know there's some politicians who are listening, that I'm going to have some mayors from other towns here in Essex County. When I bring you on, I'm going to try to compare this, because for me it is provoking accountability. So, I will be doing exactly that. We'll be checking that out. Then, you know what, we're going to take another break. And when I come back, I know there's an election in 2000, on the 10th rather, okay. And we have the vice president running, right, for re-election. Yeah. We have Councilman Cox running for re-election. And we also have Mr. Lyons from North Ward running for re-election. So when I come back, I want you guys to spend this time talking to all of our listeners about your re-election efforts and what separates you from your opponent. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
NORC parents, my name is Jody Pittman, and I am running for the NORC Public Schools Advisory Board on April 19, 2016, line A7. We cannot allow politically driven candidates to pretend they are the voice of NORC's parents. We, the parents, must stand up and vote for the candidates who represent parents and children. Politics has ruined our district. So let's take it back by voting on April 19, 2016, A7, Jody Pittman. Thank you.
Welcome back to our first episode, an exciting episode of All Things Political. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, and I'm joined here once again by Second Vice President Sandra Jones here in Irvington on the council. I'm also joined by West Ward Councilman Vern Cox. I've got North Ward Councilman David Lyons, and I apologize. There are four people running for council, Councilman Paul Emmon from the East Ward. So thank you for correcting me on that, Councilwoman. Now, talk to me. You said you wanted to, during the break, you said you wanted to talk about some more renovation, and then after that, we'll get into you guys running and all.
Right. Company called Friends of Irvington Park, which I'm the president. Omar Bilal is the vice president, and we have several members throughout the community. We're getting a senior cafe in the park. It has been renovated. There's a new building. The old building has been renovated.
Mm-hmm.
So they have put a state-of-the-art kitchen, all bathrooms. It's going to be phenomenal. And it's going to be named the D.L.L. Beasley Community Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be on April the 6th at 12 noon. They're going to do the dedication. We've been trying to get that building renovated for a while, and when the senior cafe came up, because other parks in Essex County have them, we didn't have. So we wanted something for our seniors. So this way the seniors not only have our senior center, but now they can go over to the senior cafe to have lunch or to...
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll do a little bit of that.
So we want to know that this is something that we have worked for quite a while, and it has now come to fruition.
That's great. Talk to me about this, there's some rough and tumble campaigns going on right now. I know one up in Orange. Are they rough and tumble campaigns here in Irvington or just?
Well, they can be rough and tumble.
Mm-hmm.
They can be rough and tumble in Irvington.
Okay. Okay.
However,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a very proud member of Team Irvington Straw. I think that our team is the team that people, the residents in Irvington, have been looking for all of these years. They're seeing results.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to blow my own horn.
That's not a problem.
Hey,
listen, if you're getting it done, let them know you're getting it done.
The question is, what separates me from my opponent?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I'm a very hard worker. I'm a person of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, I'm going to tell you why. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let things sit. I'm a no-nonsense person. And I'm the best person for the job because I actually put out for the community. All right.
Okay.
That's one way of putting it. And that's evident in the West Ward. In the West Ward, what I've noticed in the last year and a half, is that people are buying properties in the West Ward. People mm-hmm. are renovating their properties. Homeowners are investing in their properties. So that's what we want to keep going. We want to keep that going. And I think that I'm the best person to keep that going in the West Ward.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you well, during the election. And, anytime you want to come on the show, please just give me a call. I'll make sure you have my number in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to continue to talk to you and let your residents of the West Ward hear all the things that you have planned for them, moving forward. So, Mr. Emden, talk to me, man. Tell me what's going on.
Well, listen, first, I'm excited about this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
My colleagues, we don't always agree.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our own opinions, independent.
But so is it about the 80-20 rule? You heard the 80-20 rule? They have they talk about that in relationships, right? they say you're not going to find 100%.
Right.
But if you can find 80%, and that 20% isn't a deal breaker. Deal with the 20%, and then you make the most out of the 80%. That's good.
No, absolutely. And what we do is we work together.
Okay.
And I'm the first to say I don't have all the answers, but together we come up with solutions to solve our problems. And that's what we've been good at. And I want to make it clear that I endorse all these individuals because they work hard and they're committed to making a difference in the city, our township of Irvington. So I'm proud of them because they work hard. They roll up their sleeves. Some folks, some politicians, they come in and they wish things happen, but these folks are making things happen, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And I mean, if you throw a rock in Irvington, there's a lot of redevelopment or construction is going on in Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we're all thinking outside of the box to get things done. So I'm proud of all of them, and the residents see that.
Well, look, I got to tell you, man, when I see a $700,000 number and the mayor said before we were talking about a projection of maybe $5 million in new development by the end of 2016 because of innovative thinking, right? And, you know, we talked about, you know, 26 years in corporate America I've been. And the thing that I learned always, and they say it, is if you don't innovate, you die, right? If you don't innovate, you die. And so you have a lot of dinosaurs who are in politics and they're doing things the old way. So it's really good to see a paradigm shift. So talk to me, man. I want you to toot your horn.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I was planning on endorsing everybody, but Paul.
Well, you could do it too.
A lot of people in politics for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You get people who run for mayor just to be mayor. People who run for councilman just to be councilman. You know, people want to be somebody and they think it makes them somebody. What makes you somebody is the job that you do.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to run for office, then you should understand that there's a job behind that you have to do.
Absolutely.
I was elected and reelected four times. This is my sixth term. And I know that I've been reelected because people know that they can call me. When they call me, they're gonna get somebody who responds to them. You know, a lot of politicians write letters. The thing about this group of people is we don't just write letters; we follow up. And you know, I think that it's evident that Irvington is changing, not to just people inside of Irvington, but people outside of Irvington. For the first time, people. Everywhere you go, talking about Irvington, we had Sweeney, who is running for governor, came here from South Jersey, you know, to speak because he wants Irvington's vote.
Wow,
you know, Sweeney would probably didn't know who Irvington was 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
you know, but now he wants Irvington's vote. And that's because we all work together. You know, I can pick up my phone and call Sandy and say, Sandy, I have an idea. What do you think about this? I can call Vern. I can call Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that we actually do. I need to be reelected for the people of the North Ward because they know what they are going to get. My opponent has previously years and years ago served on the Board of Education, and now she's running a North Ward Council person. This young lady, she comes to the council and she says that she doesn't see anything being done.
Really?
Not by the mayor, not by this council, not by me. She doesn't see anything being done. And she comes to the meeting pretty much every 2 weeks and complains. Now, I don't have a problem with people complaining, but at least give credit where credit is due.
Right.
She wants to be the North Ward councilman so that she can come and criticize instead of do. She wants to criticize the work of the mayor. She wants to criticize my fellow council people. And she wants to use the North Ward as a platform. But I'm telling people don't let her do this because we know what's taking place. And I don't think they are going to. Because people have seen the change. Irvington is not the Irvington of 12 years ago or the Irvington of 16 years ago. You know, this Irvington is an Irvington that people that used to live here years ago saw. And this administration and this council has given people hope. And I'm glad to be a part of that. And I think people will recognize that when they go to the poll and re-elect not just me, but my colleagues also.
Excellent. Councilwoman.
Yes. Well, I know that the mayor, Councilman Inman, showed you the figures of the money that we collected.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some old tickets that totaled between $5 and $8 million that nobody ever touched. I kept annoying people until they finally got a collection agency, and we now have collected over $100,000 on these old tickets. When I say old, I'm talking about 1980, 1990. Those are the years that have been just laying around and nobody's touched. I've been on the council since 2002. As we said earlier, and as I said, this is a passion for me. I don't think that people should run for council if they don't know what their community looks like, if they don't know how to call Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Smith call me and say, Sandy, could you help me with so-and-so? And then you decide to run in our space and you don't know the residents.
Right.
Okay? So I know that these gentlemen and myself are going to do exactly what we're supposed to do. We're going to continue to do the job that we have been doing. There's so many things that we're bringing to the township. The mayor just told me tonight that I have permission to start my reentry program, and we're going to do it at 50. I think we're going to do it at 50 Union Avenue. I do reentry every day at Essex County. That's my job. And that is another passion. And we have people that are out here that need reentry, that need someone to stand up and talk to them. So between the reentry and my community and Friends of Irvington Park, I'm here for the long haul.
Listen, I wish you all well. And, you know, I'm not in the business of typically endorsing candidates on air, but I do endorse the work that you guys are doing. And if the work you're doing needs to be done, and you guys are the ones to do it, then I'll let those words say what they say to the listeners. All right. I wish you all well in 2010. We're going to take a commercial break. I'll be back for the wrap up.
If you're a business owner and you have safety or loss prevention concerns, contact BBSI today. We provide you with both armed and unarmed guards, as well as other security solutions to keep persons and property safe from harm. BBSI can also investigate and let you know if a significant other is cheating on you. BBSI is the premier industry service provider with active and retired law enforcement trained personnel ready to get you answers. Mention Eric and Osmond, Real Talk Radio, when you call and get a free consultation for services. Call 1-800-493-1859 or visit our website at bbsillc.com. That's bbsillc.com today. BBSI, the detective agency you can trust.
Welcome back. This was a great evening, and I want to thank all of the guests. I want to thank Mayor Tony Vogt for joining us. I want to thank Sandra Jones. I want to thank I keep calling you Second Vice President because that's what it says on the website. I call you Councilwoman, the Second Vice President, right? But hopefully reelected May 10th. I want to thank Vern Cox from the West Ward. I want to thank David Lyons from the North Ward. And I want to thank Paul Inman from the East Ward. I wish you all well. And thanks for doing the great job that you're doing here in Irvington. Until next Tuesday, do what you do. And I'll see you back on the air.
You've been listening to Eric Dawson talking politics and breaking down the issues. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for all things political.